Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And welcome in. It's a Monday. It's like a sneaky good day of sports yesterday, all around. At least for me, I thought it was.
It was a sneaky good day.
I mean,
you had College World Series rolling in there.
That's right. College World Series. I had golf going to extra holes. We had soccer bets.
We had Chase's terrible picks.
Don't take any of his picks. Ents, you're my guy. You're my guy for picks.
I'm staying
not for
with
anything
Chase.
Else. Not for anything
I'm
else.
I'm not cheating on Chase.
I asked Chase for an individual player. Gave me a name of a player that after the game, Alexi Lalas said he was invisible tonight.
Well, that happens sometimes. Sometimes they go VJ King.
I don't know. Sometimes they go VJ King. So you had College World Series and. I got something to surprise you all with here in a minute. What I'm up to.
What you got going on?
Yeah.
How is Chesney? We haven't got.
Oh, he's fantastic. He's always great. He's always phenomenal. You get your best effort from him every time. That's why he's great.
What was the? So I saw on Instagram you got like super
by
close.
The pit.
It was in the pit. So I had my hand
on the stage.
How'd that work?
Well, I paid for expensive tickets, Mark.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you got another hookup.
No, I mean, okay. I mean, it was some things in life are worth spending money on.
Gotcha.
You know? And having your hand on the stage, one of those.
Well, I didn't know if that was like an auxiliary stage. Sometimes it's like an island.
You never
stage.
Been up there, have you?
No, I've been to that stage.
Okay. Yeah, it's a small stage, but it's a big venue, but it's a small stage.
Yeah, because
it's different than most places.
Because when I've seen other acts there, and they have like multiple different spots where they perform to kind of get out into the crowd. I didn't know if that was what Kenny Chesney
no,
was
that
doing
was
there.
That was the stage. That was the stage. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was
wow.
That was peering behind the curtain to see how they were transitioning from Megan Maroney to Kenny Chesney. Yeah.
Megan Maroney to Kenny Chesney.
Yeah, I was right
Maroney
there.
Was there?
Yeah, she's opening with him everywhere, and then on the weekends, I think Zach Brown at the stadiums is with him too.
Okay,
because Zach Brown was with him in Milwaukee on Saturday, and I assume we'll be there next in 2 weekends in Kansas City.
Okay,
I will be.
Where you're going to be?
I got a hook up there that I will tell you after the fact how good that'd be.
All right. So here in a couple weeks, we'll be able to hear.
It'll be story time that Monday. I'll tell you that. It'll be story time.
Awesome.
Probably be picture time before that. So, we'll talk with Chris Burke, Louisville's own, in about 20 minutes or so, hopefully. He's calling game three tonight, the final game of the College World Series. That'll be, winner take all. Tennessee, my guy, the coach, love that coach, and Texas A&M. Don't know anything about them.
I wonder.
Other than they shouldn't have started that dude they started yesterday. Why don't you just go with the guy that was throwing the nasty stuff out of the,
out of the pen?
Yeah. Who was like their guy who's like a major league pitcher or he can't hit the plate. It's one or the other. I mean, literally, like the dude has the nastiest stuff you've ever seen. But they're like, yeah, but it's this one problem. Sometimes he walks, like he came in the other night, apparently 8-pitch walk two guys.
Wild thing.
You're gone.
Sometimes he's wild. Sometimes he has it. Sometimes he doesn't have it.
Yeah.
College kids.
Yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was interesting, Texas A&M hadn't trailed in the in the, like, the tournament, like, until yesterday. So they were, like, they were on fire. But then, you know, if you're Chris Burke and you're in the booth and it's your alma mater.
That's what I was wondering, too. That's got to be, I was going to ask. It's got to be tough.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of tough, like, because you obviously need to call the game.
Yeah, I mean, everybody
runs
into this.
But it is your school.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, Jay Billis runs into this. I having done, you know, I mean, I think when you get in the zone, you become a professional. I mean, when you're there, you know, like, we can ask him about this, but I think you clear the mechanism, you know, and it's like, hey, I'm. It's nice that I went to Tennessee. That's cute and all, but Tennessee is, I mean, ESPN's paying me now these days, and Tennessee not paying me.
Everybody's from somewhere, but, you know, it'd be kind of hard in game three.
Well, you
three,
couldn't do it. No, you couldn't do it.
In game three of the College World Series, and that's your sport.
Yeah, but the guys hit a 17th inning home run in the playoffs or whatever it was. Chris has, so I think he's seen pressure pack situations.
Oh, sure he has, but it's, you know,
you could not do it.
I could do it.
No,
I would have to go to
you'd
a different
be yelling
place
at
in my
officials.
Brain.
You'd be you'd get that up out of here.
No, I don't think so.
No, you couldn't do it.
No, I could totally do it. I could totally get, you know, I could absolutely.
Let's say Louisville's playing for the national championship against John Calipari.
Yeah, if I'm getting paid to do it, if Learfield's like, Mark, I need you to do color, I could do it. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying if there's a bad call,
that's
what
I'm
talking about.
Bad
call,
yeah.
But I'm not gonna like rip.
Oh, it's like Ref Valley. Oh, it's like Ref Valley around
no,
here.
No, I wouldn't do that. No, I would not.
Uh-huh.
This is one show. That's another. There's two totally different things. Two totally different
was
things.
Is this Fayetteville, Russia? This must be. We must be in Russia.
That's this show. That's a different show. That would be a different thing.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah. All right. Well, I convinced myself that yesterday was, was a big day in sports.
It wasn't, though.
But I was watching stuff. I finally had a good hard run. I'm getting back into running a little bit. So I was on the couch. So I was like, whoa. And plus, it's a billion degrees outside. It's hotter when it's 80 than when it's 90 and sunny. I can't quite figure it out.
I took Elle to the zoo yesterday in Evansville, right? And there's this.
Wow.
You have
a pool. Why?
Well, we had 15 little girls in our pool.
Okay.
And it was like time to exit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got this great idea. I'm going to take out. Because in the morning, it was kind of cloudy, overcast. Yeah. It just rained.
Somehow it made it worse. It was
it
like.
It did. And like, the Evansville Zoo. All the food and beverage is in the front, which I didn't know, because you go to a Louisville Zoo and there's food and beverage throughout.
Yeah.
Like, you can get, but not in Evansville. You got to get it when you're there. So I have to walk up Mount Evansville. Okay, to get to the food and beverage, the zoo. I am dripping sweat.
Mount Evansville.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Evansville is about to erupt. Look out! Look out!
It was stupid.
Yeah.
Most Evansville is mostly flat. So it's not like hilly like Louisville, but I found the one hill, the one mountain of Evansville, and
on a miserable day,
I needed a Sherpa to get me up there to get like some pizza, mozzarella sticks, and a fruit cup for Elle. But they just need some food. They just need another place for food.
Yeah,
it's a big,
clearly
it's a big spot, and we were desperate.
We went to the zoo, the hilly ass zoo on the hottest freaking.
It was unbelievable.
My sympathy meter's so low on that. I want to know what your other options were.
You had
to exit the house. You couldn't take it.
Well, I could have taken it, but it was just Ren and Willow were having friends over.
Yeah.
We'd had guests all weekend, and which is fun, which is great. You know, you love seeing people, but like, it's just a matter of. We need to get the baby out of this 20 kid situation.
Yeah,
you know,
pick up some bad habits watching these young girls too, right?
Well, yeah, they're jumping into the pool. They don't care that she's not even two,
right?
You know, they're splashing, they're throwing water balloons. Baby gets hit with a water balloon. That's perfect. So look, we're leaving. You know, so we're exiting stage right, and we went to the zoo, and it was super hot. And I climbed Mount Evansville yesterday.
Congratulations.
Push it.
You get a picture at the
stroller.
Top, like people have, and they do like Kilimanjaro.
No, we were dead. We were dead. I was a sweaty mess.
Might have been easier to do Kilimanjaro than yesterday in Evansville with a 2-year-old.
Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. So there's a number of things we can get into with, and I'm going to probably blow your mind here at the end of the segment. What I'm up to tonight.
Yeah.
What
you're up to tonight.
Tonight.
This evening.
Yeah.
What is up tonight?
Well, you got a few minutes to think about that. Friday, we get the announcement going early to the Bahamas, which I kind of knew. That's why I was hinting at it for a week or so. Mm-hmm. And then, Kelsey let it out a few days earlier.
Not where, though.
Yeah.
Not where, though.
You didn't?
I thought he said it was going to be a foreign trip.
No, Nick basically said it. And Bob was like, he didn't say where, Nick. And he's like, oh, I thought he did. It's like, yeah. So they're going early to the Bahamas, which is awesome. A great move because you have a team that needs to play together with one another and, you know, figure each other out. And it's going to be less cost prohibitive that time of year rather than to go around the holidays. And by the way, it's cooler in the Bahamas than it is in Louisville this week.
I noticed.
Like 6 or 7 degrees.
I don't know why that happens, but it's, I guess the water cools it down. It also keeps it warm. I don't know. But like, it's Baja Mar, which is different than Atlantis. So if you're going to go for both.
Is that where we're the Baja Bullies?
That's where we're the Baja Bullies.
Okay.
So we get to go exercise that demon first,
That was the highlight of the Chris Mack.
It's the highlight of the Chris Mack era. It's the last highlight of the Chris Mack era. And he wasn't the coach.
It was one of the highlights of the...
Right. Like, he was the coach sitting at home watching his team.
It was a highlight of the Mike Pegues era.
Yes, of that year. It was the last good, feel-good moment of the Chris Mack era.
If Mike Pegues had a better moment, I need to know about it.
No, I liked Coach Pegues.
I did, too. Yeah. But that he didn't have a better moment than that.
No.
I mean, they won the tournament, right?
They won the thing.
He did get to 7 wins faster than Kenny Payne.
That's good.
How did we not have that stat until now?
That is great. Good for James Black. And then we beat Danny Manning in Bahamas.
I can't let that one just go. I mean, that is the...
Kenny Payne just passed him up in year 2.
How did we not have that stat for a year?
I don't know.
And he got to 7 wins at Louisville faster.
We should have kept Pegues. That's right?
No. We're good.
I think he's at Butler now, but he beat Danny Manning at Maryland.
Yeah.
You know, Danny Manning was the interim coach at Maryland because Turgeon stepped down, and I don't know. So, you know, but we will go to the Baja Mar.
Yeah.
And, man, I cannot find my passport anywhere. Anyway, yeah. I don't think I'd go anyway, but like.
I've been filling mine out just in case. Yeah. So, and I have an expired one that I also cannot find. So I don't know if it would have mattered anyway. I mean, it's expired beyond the point where you can renew it. Like, it's so far expired. So I'm just going to go there as fast as I can.
I know I have it somewhere in the house. I just can't find it. Now,
I'm not convinced I'm going, but I might.
I found Ashley, Wren, and Willows, and I'm thinking, well, what would make sense that they would all be together?
Right.
But they're not. Mm-hmm. And then Ashley goes, no, here it is. Here's your passport. It's like, this one has holes in it. It's expired. You know, they punch holes in it when you send it in to get renewed. Like, you send your old one in to get renewed and stuff like that. What they do is they return your old
then
one.
Then you can that's still helpful. You're going to be.
Maybe so. Yeah. I know I have it. So now I feel very disorganized because I don't have, you know, if I can't find like an important document like a passport or like a birth certificate or social security card or something like that, I feel very disorganized. So now the house is getting cleaned top to bottom.
That's the only way to find stuff is clean. That's the only way. I agree. That's the way to find stuff is to clean and it appears.
So it will. So you're going to try to effort to get down there.
I'm gonna look at the options.
Okay.
I'm gonna look at the options. Got a lot coming up. Got UFC on Saturday night that Max and I are going.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. This is International Fight Week, so we're gonna go out there and help Max look for a gig in the next few years. Just start making contacts.
When are you leaving to go to Vegas?
Wednesday. Late afternoon, I think.
Gotcha. So Thursday and Friday, you'll be broadcasting from Las Vegas.
That's my plan.
Do you want me to call Jeff Leitze?
I would have him on standby.
Okay. Especially for Friday.
But I'm going with Matt. It's not like I'm going, although I did hear the best news from Birdhead Ryan. Stand by.
Okay.
You will not believe this because he goes, where are you staying? And I said, well, MGM Graham. MGM is the host of the Airbon International Convention.
That
Mandy
is
sells
amazing.
It. Sells it. It's nutrition and beauty supplies, all clean, all organic. There's going to be about 35,000 plus in shape women all around the hotel. I mean, sold and sold. Sold.
This is a new
strategy. How is this not on my calendar every year?
This is the strategy.
Every year. Like, I'm booking this.
You need to check the Vegas convention calendar for
had no idea.
For conventions like that.
Yeah. 35,000. Let me read that sentence again.
Las Vegas.
It was pros from Bert Hit Ryan. MGM is host to the Airbon International Convention. Mandy sells it. It's nutrition and beauty supplies. All clean, all organic. There's going to be about 35,000 in-shape women all around that hotel.
This is amazing. This is Max.
Where was everybody else on this one, huh? I lucked into this.
Max.
Thanks for the help, everybody.
Go hang out at the pool. Go hang out at the pool, Max.
No. We're
go to the convention hall and try to get yourself a job. Dad's going to the pool.
So probably about 1 billion degrees out there. It'd probably still be less miserable there than here.
It's going to be way better in Vegas than it will be in Evansville or the zoo in Evansville or Louisville or wherever we are, because we are in the sweat pocket right now.
We are
in the sweat pocket.
I've grown up here. I know what this weather is. It's nasty and all, but this is just stupid right now.
So I got home.
High of 110 all week long in Vegas.
Wow. It's dry heat.
It's dry heat. Hey, it gets down to 82 on Thursday, though.
82 at night?
Yeah. I mean, the low tonight's 88. But it's less miserable than this, I promise
you. It is. But, you can definitely get roasted out there for sure.
I'm not planning on being out in it, laying out for very long or anything like that. No.
That'll be a lot of fun. And I do think that is a strategy that you need to employ.
Yeah, and I
want to
thank none of you for thinking of that. None of you.
I wouldn't think. I'm married. I don't think like that. Yeah, this is not in my brain.
None of you get any credit. None. I mean, I don't know.
That's great. Birdhead Ryan gets credit.
What if the Hawk Tua girl be out there? It's her world. We're all just living in it, right?
I know, man.
We are all just living in the Hawk Tua girl's world. I mean, the internet was the place to be this weekend.
It was incredible.
The creativity.
Just kept going.
It's just the songs.
It just kept going.
The memes. I mean, you get your Nintendo. When your Nintendo game doesn't work, you Hawk Tua and
right.
that thing.
Hawk Tua. We're at Darren Rogers' house on Saturday night for Davis Rogers' graduation party.
Yeah, and I just missed you, apparently.
Really? Yeah. You walked in. So we're all sitting around just sharing all the memes and everything from Hawk Tua.
Oh, we picked it up after you left.
I'm sure. I mean, it was nonstop.
There was a person there who said he hadn't seen it.
And then
he was like, oh, okay, yeah, I've seen it. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
He didn't realize he'd seen it. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, the images of Tua Tagovailoa with the hawk head.
Oh.
Hawk Tua.
What was your favorite one?
That was up there.
Mine was the guy who says when he get the Hawk Tua and he played the Tim McGraw song, take my money, here's my wallet, here's the key to my car, here's the watch that my grandfather gave me. I was dying laughing. But it was fun. And you know what? I have no idea about her. I don't know where her name is.
Haley something.
Are we sure?
All I know is Pookie messed up. You messed up.
Pookie
Whoever messed Pookie up is, you've blown it.
What is Pookie doing in life?
I don't know. I don't know if Pookie's got better options, man.
I mean, I think she could have her own podcast now.
She needs to cash in on this.
Has to.
She needs to cash in.
I mean, you're already everywhere. You might as well.
Yeah.
Might as well make a little money and cash in. I mean, guess there are
it's
hats
her
going.
World.
Call her Nate.
Oh, you don't think I have a t-shirt on the way? Then you don't know me. Come on.
Call her Nate went to the DMV to get the Hawk Tua license plate. He's already registered for it.
He got it? No one else had thought of it?
I think he went to the... I don't know what the rules are, but he applied for the license plate Hawk Tua. So... We'll see.
We got to name this horse coming up here,
Yeah, I think that's what we were telling Travis Stone over at Darren Rogers. Like, you got to do a Hawk Tua, and if you're an owner, you got to have spit on that thing too.
It's the name of the stables.
Spit on that thing, stables.
Yeah.
But I was dying laughing, crying laughing.
And she did not get fired from her job. People that are falling for that.
That's the dumbest.
People quit falling for things on the internet. It's like the Justin Timberlake video. Like, oh, he got out of jail and went right to the concert. Like, that was a month ago, right?
Right.
It's like, golly, people, get off TikTok. Google something.
I did like... The meme of Justin Timberlake, they put like the microwave filter over his mugshot, and they were like, this is what my Dino Nuggets see at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Because he was clearly
But that was like 2 weeks ago. That was they put that out there and was made to think, oh, he did this, and then he did this.
You mean people are being manipulated on the internet?
By TikTok?
Shocking. And other platforms.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that there
are
people
lying? So in a political year, there might be misinformation?
You think that people are lying on the internet, Drew? Oh,
yeah.
What are you saying?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, political year. This is going to be
freaking
fun.
You want to talk about...
And now you have deep fakes that like have people saying things that they never really said, and people are going to believe it.
Yeah.
Like they're going to have both presidential candidates saying that they hate America. And people, when you check their education, it will say no education or high school degree or certificate or something like that. And they're gonna lead the charge, letting everybody know that that presidential candidate hates America.
Yep.
I legit have a lot of fun watching stupid people on the internet make comments and then going and checking their education profile. Like, if I see a stupid comment...
How can you check their education profile?
You click their profile and they list where there's education. If they don't have an education list, they don't have an education.
I don't list where I went to school in my Twitter profile.
You should.
Why?
Why? Why not? Transylvania.
That's not standard.
Transylvania, but never more than a 200-level class.
But yeah, but that's not like... how many people I follow have that? I don't think that's a thing.
I do. I check them all the time.
You do it.
I you know, James, you have Facebook?
Yeah.
You have where you went to school on there?
Well, yeah, that's different. They ask it, right?
Yeah, but I see those education profiles on Twitter. I think Jackson has his listed too.
Yeah, Jackson has his. Yeah.
All these rules. Y'all make up rules.
Now, I don't look. And
there are no rules, but Mark, you can list your education profile or not.
And Mark, you voted for
and
Lamar
you would
and I, w- I voted for what?
Lamar Jackson.
Yes, I did.
And
yes.
You would believe the education profile because they listed it?
But they're proud of it. Yeah.
So you're fact checking their degree?
No, a lot of times it's blank. And the reason why it's blank is because they're not proud of it. They you know, they either didn't graduate or they only achieved high school or something like that.
These
are the people leading the charge on political stuff. I check them all the time. I laugh my butt off watching people act like they're experts on something, and then I check their education profile, and it's not there or it's terrible.
So you have it on yours?
Absolutely.
100%. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Crunch Zone, ESPN Louisville, 680-1057. Crunch Zone, 939 The Ville, 680.
Yes, education. University of Louisville.
Where do you have it on your Twitter profile?
Oh, that's Twitter. I'm talking about
Facebook. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm on Facebook. No, I don't list it on Facebook. No, I don't have it on Twitter. They don't have a spot for it on
That's what
Twitter.
I'm saying.
Yeah, it was confusing. It sounded like Twitter.
Oh, sorry. Facebook is where I go and I laugh at people's comments. I love it. Yeah, I have it right there. Went to Louisville Male High School. Went to Middle Tennessee. Studied at Louisville. Yeah. You know,
all of that's verifiable, of course.
Yes, of course.
All of it's verifiable.
I could change it to Harvard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not.
Right. There's no
fact
checking.
Facebook's not going to know. I have a business degree from Harvard and a law degree from Columbia and a philosophy degree from Dartmouth.
Sure, why not? Why not? Yeah, let's have at it there. So, yeah. By the way, congratulations to Mike Lindsay, freaking warrior. Mike Lindsay, their team won the state. So and the tennis deal, you know, they had teams. So he played a match on Friday that came down to his match. Team match, it's tied 2-2. Comes down to his match. He's down like 6-2, 4-2 in the heat. Comes back, wins that match, but pulls his muscle in his arm on Sunday and wins another epically long match.
Wow.
Where the lights went out and they had to move venues to find an indoor facility because something happened with the lights
They
were playing at Lexington and they won. So congratulations to Mike. He'll be limping around for the next, I don't know, 2 months, but he'll get to go to the Southerns now with his team. So congratulations.
He's Djokovic is what we're saying. He grinded through adversity and was able to keep his self together mentally.
I don't know. Yeah, it's the 40 and over crowd for tennis. Who knows? It's the walking wounded out there.
Is he really limping or is he?
Oh, he's
got to
be.
Shape.
Doesn't matter. You play a 2-hour highly competitive tennis match in that stuff and pull your bicep muscle somewhere along the way.
He did.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I believe it's
to go back to Jimmy Dornovan because I was feeling pretty good on my strained bicep.
You went one time.
And
it's not Mr. Miyagi.
Re-aggravated going up Mount Evansville yesterday. So
yeah, he's falling apart.
Holding the baby going up Mount Evansville. It was like I was packing a... It was ridiculous. It was stupid hot. Sweat pouring off me trying to see a camel.
Ridiculous. For a 2-year-old who doesn't know whether it's a dog or what, right?
She just kept saying more.
Oh.
More. More animal. More animal.
There you go, Justin. Right there's an early one for you. All right. All right. We'll continue. All right. I'll tell you what I'm up to tonight.
I'm on the edge of my
seat. See if you can figure that. Chris Burchard joined us. He just texted about 8 o'clock. So,
all right.
So he's out there in Omaha. He's calling game 3 tonight. We'll have that game, whatever time it is. What time is that game tonight?
I think it's 7 or 7:30, I think.
Let's see. College baseball. It's tough to find on the old Score mobile app.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock is first pitch. So
you
winner take all.
That tonight's a great night, too, because you have the NHL Stanley Cup Game 7 tonight.
Game 7.
Too.
Stanley
so
Cup
two
final.
Championship.
Yeah.
Why is it final?
It's always been that way.
It's always
singular.
Been that way. Oh.
Yeah. It's so, singular. And by the way, these soccer people are driving me nuts with their conjugation. The U.S. are on the attack. No, the U.S. is on the attack. You know, the U.S. are playing a great game. No, the U.S. is playing a great game. The U.S. team are on the defense.
So no. They're saying it because there are 11 of them?
I don't know, but soccer is the only sport where they do that.
But it's one
team. And I'm fine with the Brit. No, every team is referred to in the plural form when they conjugate the verb, and it drives me freaking nuts.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
No.
No.
Germany are playing well. No, Germany is playing well.
Yeah,
stop it.
They
it's like the Louisville Cardinals. Well, let's see. The Cardinals are plural. So that'd be like saying Louisville are playing Memphis tonight.
No.
It's stupid. No, if the Euros want to do that, it's fine. I don't mean our American commentators sucking into that nonsense. It's incorrect. Stop it.
I don't know why they do that.
Because it's plural. It's a team. And so we conjugate it with a plural form. Yeah, it's
get out of here.
No, so it's fine if the Euros want to do it. I don't need our U.S. commentators being sucked into that.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, they do it, though. They're gutless. They're totally gutless.
We're not doing it.
Our announcers are gutless by doing that.
Yeah,
totally
we're not
gutless.
Doing it. Ints.
Yes.
We're not going to do it.
Singular.
We're going to drive on the left-hand side of the road.
The Americans are playing tonight. That's fine. but America are. No, it does not. It's stupid.
Right. No, they drive on the left-hand side of the road. They're wrong.
Correct.
Who invented the automobile?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we drive on the right?
Correct.
So they want to drive on the left.
Yeah,
they can drive on the left.
Yeah.
They can be wrong.
They want to conjugate their singular nouns
exactly.
In the plural form, then have at it. They sound stupid.
Exactly.
All right?
Yeah. Call us when you invent something, Britain.
I think they probably invented a few things.
I don't know. I got into it with a guy in Britain.
Of course.
Because he was like a security guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like one of those, how are things in the colonies? And I was like, oh, really good. We invented the automobile, combustion engine, airplane, cell phone, modern technology. What have y'all been up to?
Yeah.
Except for losing ground globally. Yeah. You know,
we really appreciate when y'all let us land over there on our way to fight the battles you need for us.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Thanks for letting us use your airstrip on the way to fight the real battles.
Thanks for letting us refuel as we retake Europe, because y'all couldn't do it.
There we go. All right, we'll continue along. Lord knows you need a DFH company this weekend if your AC was not working. So if you have any issues with your air conditioning, call DFH or look them up online. DFHcompany.com, 968-6222. But you'll probably remember the DFH, Don F. Hinkiebaum, that stands for DFH Company. And they will come and make sure that you are going to stop. I mean, it was so hot. My AC works fine, and I still had a fan on yesterday, like on me watching it.
You have
it's like it's so stupid hot
because it can't take care of the humidity. I mean, like when you walk outside and you basically are walking into a sponge. There's not a machine that can take care of what was outside yesterday.
No, there's not. No, it was stupid. So it's DFH Company, and get out of this sweltering mess. DFHcompany.com, and tell me what's talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Back at it here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680, 105.7. Hey, we got Tennessee, Texas A&M finale tonight, 7 o'clock on 93.9 The Ville. So, College World Series, which is, I feel like in the last 5 years, it's really exploded. Like, just general, like, viewership. I mean, I don't know what the numbers would indicate.
I don't know either.
But the attendance, when you look out there, I mean, it just feels like a bigger, cooler, even cooler event in the last 5 years.
I've been watching the heck out of it.
Yeah.
Them. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun, and I think Omaha really embraces it.
They definitely. There's no question about that.
And, you know, I think people are, they understand the do or die nature of,
well, it's easy, the 2 out of 3 finale here. Like,
totally.
Yeah, that makes sense. While they're going along the way, I'm like, this, why is this an elimination game and that's not? Okay, all right, I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm a big fan. I'll be watching that tonight, and then the NHL Stanley Cup playoff final. Now, that's the one thing. I wish we had, like, one tonight and one tomorrow, or mm-hmm. one last night would have been good. But, man, there's enough going on, I guess, yesterday. But, you know, what do we have tomorrow? We couldn't split this up?
I don't know.
NHL couldn't wait till Tuesday?
I don't know. But that's what I'm doing tonight.
You're going to the NHL?
I'm getting on a plane at 1 o'clock. And I'm going to Game 7 Stanley Cup final.
Are you serious?
I am
right
serious.
Now?
Hell
what
yes.
What has made you
Hell
do this?
Hell to the yes. How many times in life can you see a Game 7?
No, and it's in Miami.
I'm 51 years old, never seen a Game 7. I've got airline wow. points to get there. I found a $90 La Quinta Inn that's right
are you
by.
Serious?
Yeah, I'm dead serious.
You're staying at La Quinta?
Tickets are like going to be about $800.
Whoa. Do you have them yet?
But I think, no. They're coming down. They were asking $1,200 yesterday. I'm like,
it comes down as you get closer.
Believe me, I can see for the sales, not the asking price.
Yeah, I know.
If you see a star rating, like if the get-in price is like whatever the lowest is and it's still like a 6.7, they're not selling for that.
Yeah.
That they're asking that. They're not okay. getting that. I'm going.
That's awesome.
Direct flight there, direct flight back, points. And
gotcha.
I think I'll die with more than $800 in my account.
No, you definitely
so
will.
So I'm going.
That's
I made the decision last night, looked at it, saw the direct. I wasn't sold till the direct flights. There wasn't one on Spirit coming back, and then there was.
Then there was.
And then there was.
So you'll do the show tomorrow morning from Miami.
Well,
Sunrise, Florida. Which is Miami. I mean, it's.
No, thank God it's not Miami.
Hold up. What is it? What is it more like, Boca?
It's like
isn't it closer to Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, it's more since that's where the Panthers are. There, it's way closer to Fort Lauderdale.
This is fun, man.
Hell
I'm
yeah,
happy
it's
you're
fun.
Doing this.
I'm going to game freaking seven.
Game seven. Now,
Nicky DeBoot and Tanner are going to be.
Oh,
apoplectic.
They're
going
to be wanting to get
their
luggage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tanner, you might get to Sunrise and he might be in your bag.
But I can literally do this whole thing for under $1,000 for an experience that will be, to me, you know, I've always said that conference championship games are better than the Super Bowl because you're on somebody's home venue.
Totally.
And game seven, I mean, I was for the Oilers in game six because, you know, I mean, come on, they haven't had anything in Canada forever. And there's actually a lot of Oilers fans down there. But I think I got to be for the home team.
Totally, man.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you want to feel the energy and ride that lightning. Plus, it's America. You want the Stanley Cup to be in the United States.
But it's also South Florida. It's not like they're hockey steep in tradition. I mean, I would rather the Oilers probably win it, but not while I'm in. Well, not while I'm there.
Yeah, I mean, you could be sold.
Yeah,
for this.
Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah.
And I used to work for the Thoroughblades, and we had an affiliation agreement with the Panthers. I actually went to a Panthers game, 20 years ago, with Dan Boyle played for him. He was a Thoroughblade.
Really?
Got me tickets.
Same arena?
I doubt it's the same arena.
Okay.
I think it was Nationwide Arena back then. I don't think it's the same one, but I don't know.
Okay. Man, this is awesome.
Yeah.
I've never been to a Game 7 either.
No, never.
I inquired on one when I was in New York. The Yankees were playing in the World Series, and I went to the concierge desk, and I was like, you know, what do I got to do to get tickets to this game? He goes, I'll call you. So he calls
me. This is obviously pre-StubHub. Yeah.
It was. I think StubHub might have been like in the early
phases.
What
year was this?
Roughly six, seven.
Okay.
Eight,
yeah. It was early on. Yeah. They were just, you were probably buying them on eBay back then, actually.
Something like that. And I didn't want to go all the way to Yankee Stadium without a ticket, you know. So he calls me back, and it was, you know, you're looking at 1,200 here, you know, 800 in the nosebleed, something like that. And I was just like, I don't know, man. That's a lot of money.
And this was what? World Series
game seven, you know.
Oh.
And
you regret it now.
Well, I also didn't. I wasn't.
You could have been a Game 7 of the World Series.
I was not doing as well as I am now.
Yes.
Yeah.
But still, you could have done it.
So what we ended up doing.
It would have been a struggle.
It would have set me back pretty significantly at that point in my life. But what we ended up doing is we watched it in Times Square. And it was super cool.
That's cool, too.
Yeah, it ended up being really neat. And then they had a big celebration in Times Square and all throughout New York. And then when I left, they were doing the, like, I left.
This would be a better story had you gone to the game.
I know. Yeah. But what I'm saying is it sticks with me that I didn't go, and I'm glad that you are going.
I'm going down. Thank God we get direct flights. If Omaha had direct flights, I'd consider going there.
You're not getting there.
But no, you can't get to Omaha.
No,
like,
it's
you can't.
Tough.
It's like
that in Kansas City. I know, two biggest
holes in our resume around here. Like, you can't get there. It's unbelievable. Like, when I go to Kansas City in 2 weeks, I'm driving to Indianapolis and flying direct, because it's just Kansas City is bizarre. It's a bizarre hole in
that's the way to go.
Then in traveling from here, because you got to go to Chicago, and it's never good connection. It's just weird.
More
it's
expensive
just weird.
Too. And so,
yeah.
Now,
we
so
miss TWA being in St. Louis. You know, like that. You know, where you could just go there and just pop over.
That
like,
helped. Yeah, that helps a lot. But
so,
no, but yeah.
Direct at 1 o'clock on Allegiant. Mm.
Oh, you're on Allegiant.
Going down. I'll book a backup plan.
Okay, good,
and,
good.
And no, I have not bought tickets because I'm waiting these people out because they're asking too much money. And I see the inventory available, and I understand how many people would be willing to pay that much for tickets. And I think I'll end up paying about $700-$800. I'll be one of the worst seats in there, but I don't care.
You'll be in the building.
Be in the building.
You'll
that's
feel
what I want to
the
be.
Energy.
I'll feel the energy outside
awesome.
The stadium. I want to see, you know, like.
So will it be a downer if the Panthers lose? Will you switch midstream?
I'll go celebrate with the Oilers fans. Hell yeah. There's all those Canadian flags down in Fort Lauderdale. I'll go to Elbow Room.
I love it. So you might change midstream.
Yeah, I want to be where they're, you know, where this is. Like, having celebrated when the Chiefs got to go to the Super Bowl in Kansas City, that's just
great.
Awesome.
This
and
is
so,
awesome.
And it won't be freezing like it was then. You know, like, they were all excited. But you couldn't tell it was freaking cold as could be.
Super cold.
So, I'm going to do
it. The only time I haven't seen prices come down before tip off, puck drop, whatever, was Louisville, Michigan.
Yep.
That 2013 national championship game. And the championship game is generally in the
cheaper,
Final Four, the cheapest championship event you can usually go to.
Yeah.
But not that day. Yeah. I can't tell you how many friends because I'd been to a bunch of Final Fours at that point, and it was like, oh, just go to the Monday game because it'll be cheaper than if you try to go to both. And the prices just kept rising.
Yeah.
All the way to tip off. I think they probably finally went down after tip-off.
I just think it's going to be one of the cooler things I've ever been able to do.
Yeah, dude.
I've got the resources to do it. I've got the points to do it. I've got a perfectly functional 16-year-old who can handle himself at a home swim meet tonight.
Yes, you know? Yes.
Who also doubles as a dog sitter when he wakes up before 1 o'clock.
And you can make your bets before you go. And you can
make they have the Hard Rock app down there. You know,
I guess they've signed that deal to like 2065.
Oh, they got all the rights, man.
Florida's never going to get
God. Yeah.
Legalized.
The tribe is just, unless they just name a ridiculous number someday, then maybe they will. I don't know. But they've got the rights.
Who would offer it? Like, collectively? Like,
I don't know. But they've got
one book or multiple books?
I don't know. I don't know the inner workings of the tribe gambling habits in Florida.
Well, they've got it locked down.
Yeah, they do. They do. And it'd be an unbelievable amount of money. But either way, game 7. Just somebody wake Nikki to boot up and tell him. That's right. He's actually on vacation. He was on vacation this weekend. He was in Virginia or something.
Oh, he is. He. I was texting with him and Strebel over the week because they're both into the Zen game now. I don't know if you've heard. You know, Zen's like a tobacco-less nicotine pouch. So it's not dipping, but it's like a little bitty pouch, and it's got nicotine in it. It has different flavors and stuff.
Nikki DeBoot smokes that much?
No, it's not. He's not smoking. It's just a nicotine pouch. You just put it in your lip.
Does he want to get addicted to nicotine for no reason?
So he told Strebel that it gives him a lot of energy. So Strebel's tired driving. So Strebel stopped at a gas station, saw the Zens, and picked one up, and all they had were the 6 milligrams. And so he was like wired for sound, and Nick's like, no, you need to do the 3s or something. Anyway,
what the
there's
hell?
A Zen shortage, apparently. And so
Nikki DeBoot and Ince or Strebel are all buying them up.
They're buying them all up. But I went into Party Mart on Bardstown Road, saw them behind the counter. It's like, guys, problem solved. Party Mart and Bardstown Road is full of Zens, which is probably flying off the shelves now that I said that.
Yeah,
but I was like letting them know. And then Nick said that he was in Virginia doing some stuff.
Yeah.
So everybody's somewhere. We've got Chase is in Florida.
Yeah.
Ken Savage's in Florida.
Oh,
Ethan Moore's in Florida.
Didn't know that.
Everybody's
I'll be in Florida,
Florida.
But by nightfall or no, by mid-afternoon.
You should call Ethan Moore. He's down. He's at like New Smyrna. He could probably join you tonight if you want a little.
I'm sure he could leave his family and go pay a ridiculous amount of money to go to a hockey game. No, he can't.
He might want
this to. This is another advantage of me. I'm single with a home equity line of credit. I'm dangerous, Mark Blankenbaker.
I'm dangerous. And I'm not dying without doing some
stuff. Yeah, you see any chains on me? Hell no.
New Smyrna is a long way.
Yeah, I was like, New Smyrna, way. That's like the other side of the... It's got to be like a four-hour drive.
It's north of Orlando.
Oh, my God.
It's not like around the corner.
No, you have to fly down.
I thought it was way south.
No. No,
but,
no.
Yeah, but anyway.
No, try getting that one past the family budget.
Sorry. We were getting Ethan
Moore. I'm going to fly down to see Diener, Game 7, Stanley Cup Final. It's going to cost about $1,000. You good with that, honey?
You good with that, honey?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot the airfare, too. Probably another $500 on top of that.
I was giving Ethan all kinds of hell on Friday because, you were out. You were on your day after the concert. Chesney concert. Yeah. Because, his aunt, Auntie T, has a private jet. And for Ethan Moore, and I'm like, so you're driving and your aunt has a private jet. What's the problem here? Pay for the gas, pay for the pilots, get your family down there on the PJ, baby.
I'm sure he's thought of that, Mark. I'm sure there's other factors.
He said he hadn't thought of it. He's like, I can't believe I didn't think of that. And I'm like, that's all I can think about.
You gotta teach some opportunism around here.
That's all I can think about.
Yeah.
If Auntie T has the PJ and she's not using it, Ethan Moore needs to be using it.
He says, holy cow, why is the entire ESPN Louisville staff willingly getting addicted to nicotine? Time to get an addiction counseling sponsor.
Oh, there they go.
They start here. They started.
There they go.
Here they go.
It's not even 8 o'clock.
Golly, boys. Yeah.
It's just Strebel and Nick Valvano. But I
think love that Nick
it.
has no addiction to nicotine. There they go. But is going to start taking a pouch. We may have to do. We may have to get the remote equipment.
No, Nick Valvano definitely has an addiction to nicotine because he's zinning all the time.
He's developed one without smoking or dipping. He just developed one because he wanted energy. There's other ways. We got, focus, coming here, probably this week. Come on, Nick.
So, apparently it works. So I was like, well, it's not nasty like chewing tobacco. It's just a little pouch you put in your lip.
It's just
there.
A, good little nicotine addiction that for, get some of that gum that's $1 billion, a month or whatever it is.
Nicotine gum.
Oh, it's fortune. It's like a fortune.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, just look it up. It's absurd.
I've never looked into
it. Yeah, right. Right. Because there's no need to. So Nick has magazine subscriptions he won't cancel and now has developed a nicotine addiction.
And given it to Strebel as well.
I mean, it's all anybody can hear. Do you have the equipment in the car?
I do.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to do the 93.9.
What are they saying? That's a sander,
it doesn't
isn't
matter. It doesn't matter. It's all anybody's going to hear. How long does it take to build a cookie shop?
I don't know.
It's a cookie shop, right? They're not making cars next door, right? I mean, it's a cookie shop.
And then they ordered... Insomnia cookies the other day.
Yeah, that was a riveting 4 minutes of radio right there. That was,
and I'm like, guys, don't give them money. They're terrorizing us.
How long was that on the mixtape, Jay?
I was about to say, that was like 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. It was because even when they played it back
I refused to
on the mixtape, it was like, man.
He cut it to three.
Yeah, he cut it to three.
Yeah. I go down and get the equipment. We go in the 93.9 studio.
I think we've got to have that on standby because if that is going to just continue to happen there. It sounds
now.
Like somebody's got a dental drill inside your mouth.
It does sound like that.
That's what it says. Cocaine and meth can give you energy as well. Great. Yeah.
I don't know that the Zen pouch is really on the level of cocaine and meth.
That's all I can hear. Texas, it's not that bad. Oh, yes, it is. Stop. I heard it with Bob when he was... So that was some of the sneaky best sound on the mixtape, James. He was just... I don't remember what he was talking about.
He was talking about something that he was just talking through it.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
You pretend you don't hear, the cookie shop that is, apparently must be, the finest architecture the planet has ever seen.
It's unbelievable.
That, based on how successful everything else is around here, isn't going to be,
I think they're making a lot of mistakes in cleaning it up.
Yeah.
I looked over there.
Is that what it looks
no
like?
No progress.
I mean,
really?
He ebbs and low. I mean, they need to get Steve.
Ebbs and low.
Yeah, he'd have had that knocked out in 2 days.
And they would have been respectful of our timeline.
Yeah.
They would have worked at night.
Yeah.
But, man, the only problem I have with your plan for this evening is that you are coming back tomorrow. Like, if you're in Florida, I kind of want you to hang out.
I'm going to Vegas on Wednesday.
Yeah. But you can fly direct from Vegas.
I need to come home and get my son.
Max can fly on his own. He's 17.
I love you planning these adventures. Yeah, no, you're fired.
He's a grown man now.
Uh huh. Yeah.
He knows how to get on an airplane. Hey, meet me in Vegas, son. I'll meet you at McCarran.
It's also a companion pass with me.
Ah. Well, now
any
we're talking
other,
about
any other
it.
Questions?
Yeah, no. No more questions, Your Honor.
No more questions.
I don't really want to stay down there beyond. It's hot enough here. It's not it's not. I mean, in winter, yes. But this is, we're going down game seven.
Down there.
Stanley Cup final.
Back.
Yeah. And I think you're right. I think I need to be able to switch depending on the result after the game. I need to find both.
Because you want to be a part of the party no matter what.
Because there's a ton of Canadians down there in Florida. I mean, as anybody's ever been to Fort Lauderdale, seen those Canadian flags like, all over the place.
So where will you go after the ball, after the
Follow
match?
The crowd at Chow Time, man. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I guarantee you there's going to be a bar in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, there'll be outside the arena will be a bleep show, I'm sure. I don't know what the venue is like there. It used to
I have
be,
no idea.
When I went 20 years ago, and I assume it's a different arena, or if it's the same one, I'm sure it's been developed. I remember there being nothing near it. Mm-hmm. I remember it being like a long stretch to nowhere to the arena. But again, that was 20 plus years ago, whenever Dan Boyle got called up to play for the... I could look up his NHL stats and see when he was called up to the NHL. It's not a household name. He had a good playoff one year, though. NHL. Let's see. Let's see if I can find out his NHL stats and news. Look at that.
Stats and news in the
Dan
NHL.
Boyle, 22 defense. Yep, that was him. Career. Well, actually, he started... it must have been about 01, I would say, because that's when he was up there for 69 games.
So that's
probably
been a while
like
back.
Like I said, so I don't know. I assume it's a different arena or the area outside it's been way more developed. So I don't know, because it looked like on the maps I looked at, there was like a... like there was a bunch of
a lot more going on.
Yeah, like there was a Panera strip mall kind of thing.
Sure.
You know,
there's
like,
a lot. I mean, obviously everything's been changed a lot in 23 years.
I love seeing the shots of these arenas. Like tonight in Edmonton's arena will be packed and the game is in Florida.
Yes. I wonder if the Oilers fan will be there.
And they were doing something at the Florida game where they did the same thing. They filled up the arena even though the game was a billion miles away in Alberta. But they were showing where the puck was on the ice in Florida.
They had it's like digital mapping or like on the ice.
Yeah.
Projection mapping is what it's called.
Okay.
But I don't know how they did it in real time.
I don't either.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty cool. And I watched some soccer over the weekend and then UFC. That was in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So it was all like
Russians.
Well, it was all Russians, but it was like at 4 o'clock our time.
Oh yeah,
and it was on ABC, and I was like,
"Oh, was it really?" Because I was watching it just on the Fight Pass, so it was on
ABC. Like the main card was, so I was like, "Let's watch this." And it was on in the middle of the day, so I was like, "You sent over a pick five." And I was in the pool.
Yeah. I know you and Bert and Ryan went Amish this weekend because
I was
in
the pool.
But you guys always within 10 minutes get back on text.
If I'm in the pool, the phone's up.
It's like, are they building a house with the other Amish friends, Malachi and Ezekiel?
I don't know what Bert Head Ryan's excuse is. But
he's Malachi, you're Ezekiel.
My explanation is that my Apple iPhone doesn't go into the pool with me.
That's fair, but usually still, either
AirPods
one.
AirPods work nice, too.
No, I'm not wearing AirPods in the pool either.
Yeah. Like,
Apple Watch, come on.
God, Apple Watch could have worked. Yeah. If I'd have had the Apple Watch, I would have seen the Pick 5 ticket much earlier. But we were watching the UFC, and it was there with soccer going back and forth, so it was good.
You're fine. All right, we'll continue along here. 267-968. We got Chris Burke on the other side. Talk with him. If you need any furniture, go see our friends at Little Furniture. They got that 4th of July sale already going right now, and so you're going to save a ton of money, and you're going to be, you are going to be able to have that furniture in your home by the end of the weekend, if that's what your goal is. I mean, you see something you like, and you go, okay, that's great. When can I get it? That'll be 8 weeks. No, not Little Furniture. They can have it at your house by the weekend if that's what you want. Or if you want to custom order something, they'll let you do that as well. It's Louisville Furniture online, louisvillefurnitureky.com. But you got to go there and see it. It's down there on North English Station Road and right there between Double Dogs and Blind Squirrel. So go check it out over there. And you'll see Dan, Lori, and the dogs. And you'll, again, not be pressured by anybody other than the dogs. The dogs will pressure you to pet them. But other than that, you're good to go. It's Louisville Furniture online, louisvillefurnitureky.com. So I'm going to talk about them right here. All right, Chris Burke to kick off hour number two.